For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. It's been about a year since lightning started a fire that burned almost 4,500 acres in the Lee Metcalf Wilderness and Yellowstone National Park. Local fire managers and ecologists invited journalists to see how the burn site is recovering and learn how fire plays a role on the landscape. Between Big Sky and West Yellowstone on Highway 191, the forest turns into a mosaic of green, gray, and brown. It's the burn scar left over from the Bacon Rind Fire, one of the biggest wildfires in Montana last year. John Cataldo is a fire manager with Yellowstone National Park.
When we show most fire maps, we color the interior in with all red or all black, as if everything within that perimeter has just become a burned wasteland. And that's really almost never the case with any fire. You've always got this mixed severity thing going on.
If you've seen those photos of forests that look like moonscapes, that would be considered a high severity burn. Only about 12% of the Bacon Rind Fire's burn area was high severity. About 40% was moderate and the rest was low, meaning a lot of the trees and plants survived.
We're going to walk through here over to the trail and then back down the trail.
Mariah Lucian Lonergan with the U.S. Forest Service leads the group to a burn area considered moderate severity.
There's some really nice Indian paintbrush if you want some wildflower pictures and the burn. Pretty nice photo op.
Just beyond the wildflowers is a stand of dead lodgepole pine. The trunks are charred and the treetops that survived last summer's flames have now turned brown and brittle. The forest floor is a different story. Fireweed, lilies, and willows spread out like a bright green carpet. Many of the plants are well adapted to survive fire, and some, like lodgepole pines, actually need it to release their seeds.
It's a natural cycle. You know, the fire's just playing its natural role in the wilderness.
That's fire ecologist Todd Airdotti with the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. He says many animals benefit from patches of burned forest as well.
Species like woodpeckers can come in and build cavities in some of the dead trees. And once they leave, a few years after that, some of, like, songbirds will use those cavities eventually.
Elk and deer can eat the young, nutrient-rich plants, and there's more open space for goshawks to hunt. When the fire started last July, Jeff Schanefelt with the Custer-Gallatin Forest Service says crews collected pine needles and large logs on the forest floor to test moisture levels.
And when we did that, we saw that our fuel moistures were actually pretty high, and we knew that, hey, we're not going to get catastrophic fire out of this. It's not going to move really fast on us. This is going to be a pretty low-intensity fire that's going to create a mosaic that's going to be beneficial to the ecosystem.
Instead of suppressing the fire, managers from Custer-Gallatin National Forest, Yellowstone National Park, and Gallatin County decided to closely monitor it. They used computer models to predict where it would move and how fast, and they monitored the fire from the air with a helicopter and drone. When the fire started to move closer to the privately owned historic Black Butte Ranch, an interagency team built fire lines around the buildings and put a water pump in the creek.
We did have trigger points identified, places near 191 and Black Butte Ranch, where if it got close enough, we would go in there and actively suppress that fire to protect those values at risk.
Duncan Patton is one of the co-owners of the ranch.
My daughter lives in the second cabin just on the back side of it, and she sits out there in the evening, and she could hear the fire crackling up on the hill.
Snow and colder weather put the fire out before it got too close. Using tree samples on his ranch, Patton, who has a PhD in ecology, says the last big wildfire here was about 180 years ago.
The stands we have around here have these young stuff and the old stuff, and the old stuff is burnable. The young stuff creates ladder effect, and we know sooner or later here we're going to get fire.
Across the highway in Yellowstone National Park, the Rathbone Fire burned in 2003. Yellowstone's John Cataldo says the fire managers and ecologists were curious what would happen when the Bacon Rind Fire moved into that old burn scar.
It moved into it a little bit, and you could see where it reburned parts of the Rathbone, but it held it without any effort from us.
He says it burned less than 1%.
But that was something we were keeping a close eye on and just trying to keep our eyes wide open. You know, you don't want to assume anything.
More fire managers in Montana are trying to mimic this natural process with controlled burns in the spring and fall. The idea behind it is that it could reduce the risk of large, fast-moving wildfires. With good snowpack this winter and a wet, cool spring, the Forest Service expects an average to below fire season this year. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.